We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy and 76 degrees. Police have released the name of the victim of a fatal crash Thursday morning near Harry and Rock Road in southeast Wichita. Police say a car with three occupants crashed into a tree. 24-year-old Tiana Thomas died at a hospital. The driver and a passenger sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Police say speed and drugs are believed to be contributing factors in the accident. This is Wichita's 18th traffic fatality this year. A task force created by Governor Jeff Collier is recommending that the Kansas legislature expand Medicaid.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports Thursday's vote by the task force would expand Medicaid with a focus on helping people with substance abuse problems. Senator Barbara Bollier, a Mission Hills Republican, says an estimated one-third of people eligible for expanded Medicaid have addiction issues. The legislature voted last year to broaden eligibility for Medicaid, but then Governor Sam Brownback vetoed it. Collier, who replaced Brownback, also opposed expanding Medicaid. Collier lost the GOP primary for governor to Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who said Thursday he also opposes expanding Medicaid. The Democratic nominee for governor, Laura Kelly, and independent gubernatorial candidate Greg Ormond support increasing Medicaid eligibility in Kansas. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Hurricane Lane is now a Category 3 storm as it slams into Hawaii with winds over 110 miles an hour. It's expected to be a long-lasting storm, pounding the island chain through Sunday. Fox's Adam Housley is on Maui, talking to tourists with bad timing.
When you talk to those who decided to stay, the preparations began several days ago because people were warned about this storm. They don't get many of them here, so they did take that advice. But when you talk to them, they'll tell you they feel prepared, even though they're not exactly sure what to expect.
We're going to buy flashlights, and we're going to stock up on some food and hunker down in our hotel room.
But if it isn't at least a Cat 4, it's not even going to be interesting.
At the end of the day, it's still a holiday, and we'll make the most of it. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting, yeah.
As for here on Maui, we know a lot of airlines have canceled flights on Friday in preparation as Lane comes this way.
Road closures were reported by the Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency on Twitter, which is urging residents to stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary. They're also being warned about the potential for landslides and flash floods. Tensions are escalating between President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now some Republican senators say it may be time for Sessions to go.
Just 1 year ago, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said there would be, quote, holy hell to pay if President Trump fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions. But now Graham says their relationship looks to be unsustainable. He tells Fox News at night,
I'm not blaming anybody. I love Jeff Sessions. But from my point of view, the country is not being well served with this much friction.
But Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, who also sits with Graham on the Senate Judiciary Committee, says it would be, quote, a very, very bad idea to fire Sessions for not being what he called a political hack. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Dr. Alicia Thompson is beginning her second year as superintendent of Wichita Schools. Thompson tells KNSS News, USD 259 is focusing on improving on a graduation rate of just over 73%. Thompson says the district has a plan in place for continued improvement.
We're looking at kids starting in the ninth grade, putting measures and interventions in place for them so that we don't get to the 12th grade and we're dropping out.
Dr. Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning out there in Wichita and around the roadways in the area, the traffic conditions are looking pretty good, but the gasoline prices fairly unsettled. I'm seeing prices as high as $2.52 in places. as low as 258 in places. A couple of reports of 259s out there, so, you know, it's a little unsettled out there this morning as far as the gasoline prices are concerned. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover and a few scattered showers will be on their way out by mid-morning. It's going to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid this afternoon with temperatures near 90 at noontime, 96 later on today. Clear tonight, Tarlow 73. Sunny, breezy, and hot on Saturday afternoon with a high 96. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. Below normal temperatures across south central Kansas again Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 84 degrees. Normal high for the date, 91. And taking a look at our KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, there is some rain to the south of Wichita, down to the south of Derby, and Wellington's apparently getting a shower right now. Harper, Anthony, maybe. And then a little gap there, and then this is go over to Arkansas City. And they're getting a little shower over there, and then over towards Sedan, Howard, and southeast Kansas. To the northwest, northeast, and just straight north of Wichita, nothing right now as far as radar is concerned. It's all moving, by the way, from west to east, as we expect. Maybe having a little shower here this morning, but you can already tell, or I could tell this morning, walking out to my car, it is warmer today than it's been for a while.
Yeah.
You can feel the mugginess
out there. Some of these cooler days we've been having. Wow. Now we're back to summer now.
Today is Friday, August 24th, 2018. On this date in 1932, Kenzen Amelia Earhart embarked on a 19-hour flight from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey, making her the first woman to fly solo nonstop from coast to coast. She must have had a big gas tanks on that plane to get all that way. But, from Atchison, Kansas, Amelia Earhart setting a solo flight record there. What else we got going on today? Oh, fed up with dog poop being left around, board members at a Maryland condominium complex are now relying on DNA samples to police unscooped feces.
Ah, CSI poop.
This is, there you go. Jeannie Fisher, general manager of the residence at Park Place Condominium, says she came across doggy DNA as an option when residents began complaining about unscooped poop. The Annapolis complex had tried emails, dog meetings, fines, and a security camera in the dog park. The condo association spent about $2,500 on pet DNA kits, and about 20 owners began providing samples. So they had the police out there.
Read the first part of that sentence again.
The condo association spent $2,500 on pet DNA kits.
Spent $2,500.
Fisher says a sample is taken DNA. If someone hasn't cleaned up after their pet. If matched, a fine will be levied along with the $90 in costs. It is the association decides to send a specimen to a lab for testing. You know what you could do, folks, and maybe this is something that eludes me or eludes you, and that is maybe you got a teenager living there, and maybe once every 3 days he goes out with a little scooper and takes care of the business for you.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah.
You pay him maybe $20 a deal.
A little entrepreneurial opportunity there.
And quit screwing around with the DNA and all this other stuff because you don't like dog poop.
Or you could just, do what Steve Martin used to do in his routine. You have dog poopy on your shoe. I don't know if you have to spend $2,500.
I don't either. It seems like they're taking a very high profile approach to a problem. This problem should be rather easily fixed. I don't know. We have the problem.
Well, I'm just glad it's not my problem.
Well, we have that in Riverside. I mean, you see people walking their dogs. Usually they've got one of those little Dillon's plastic bags with them. But I saw one the other day. They had a great big black dog. And they just let it go up in somebody's yard and just hunker down. And it's just, I'm sure the people who live there are really appreciative of it. But what are you going to do?
Well, the plastic bags are going away.
Yeah.
I know. Once that happens, what are people going to pick up dog poo with?
Yeah. Denise Neal writing in the Eagle this morning, as a matter of fact, Ted. Kroger, the parent company of Dillon's, they're going to phase out single-use plastic bags by 2025. So we've got, 7 years
to
work on this?
7 years to absorb the shock of this.
Now, Dillon's is apparently, from what Denise has found out, Dillon Drexler doesn't know what the heck they're going to do about how they're going to do it.
Well, they have 7 years to figure it out.
What about paper bags? Are they going to have those? How about plastic bags in the produce section? Of course, the idea is that you would, in order to keep the plastic out of the landfill, which I agree with 100%, it takes petroleum to make plastic bags. We save that. I'm a conservationist. So Shelley and I have the reusable bags, okay? But every time we take three of them in there and we still come home with three or four more plastic bags. I mean, one of the things is they don't know how to sack some of them. They don't know how to bag groceries. They're baggers. But, when they do, sometimes they get it so full I can't lift it. So I guess the answer is, Shelley and I we got to go to Dillon's. Bop in there. And we didn't bring our bags with us. So the answer to that, I've already figured out the answer to that. We'll just have four reusable bags in each of our automobiles, and then we'll always be ready. Planning ahead.
Boy, you put a lot more thought into this than I have.
I think I've put more thought into Dillon's ass, frankly, because Denise is saying it could take a couple of years for them to. They want to get the feedback from the public on how this is going to work.
And gosh.
I'm sure that'll be fun at Dillon's HQ. Oh, here it comes. But, yeah, they're going to try to replace the plastic bag with reusable bags. You know, I guess Shelley and I could have our own produce bag of some kind. I don't know. But we'll get a wrapped piece of meat, and it's all wrapped. You know how it is, all wrapped up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, would you like this in a plastic bag? And my wife will say, yes, we want a plastic bag around that plastic bag around the plastic bag. You know, I say, why? Just stick it in a bag.
Yeah, just put it. Take it and go.
It's a reusable reusable cloth bag. We can take it, stick it in the washing machine, and it'll be ready to go. No germs.
But that uses water.
Oh, that's true.
That's bad for the environment as
well. Yeah, you just can't escape that part of it. We've got until 2025 to solve this.
And those reusable bags you're using are probably not made in the USA. They're probably stitched together in third world countries, so that's bad.
Here's a good idea. Maybe there's a product right there or an idea there where somebody in Wichita can come up with a reusable bag company. You know, there's a lot of clothing in my closet that could probably be made into reusable bags.
Probably.
And somebody could make money off that. But anyway. I think we get the reusable bags and we put Steve and Ted on all of them.
There you go. There's an idea.
A big ratings ploy there. All right. We'll talk about this in a few minutes. It's 6:18 now, Steve and Ted, here on a Friday morning. And lead off sports time with Ted Woodward. And we've got Chiefs football. Hey, you got a morning game tomorrow. And you got, of course, the Royals. You got some things to talk about this morning.
We've kind of started to get to that time of the year where it's really, really busy.
Yeah.
We've got football. We got volleyball. It's all coming. It's all starting up. Tomorrow is game day for the Chiefs. Preseason game number 3. The Chiefs in Chicago taking on the Chicago Bears. Road finale for the Chiefs in the preseason. Chiefs are a 2-point underdog going into this one. It's expected to be the highest scoring game of the weekend, according to Vegas anyway.
Really?
Mitch Holthus and his team will have live coverage of the Chiefs beginning at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at noon, and that's all live right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And, of course, coming up 2 hours from now, the last of our daily preseason chats with Mitch Holthus that we've done every day for the last 4 weeks. So we'll give one more game preview with Mitch for the preseason, and we'll have it today at 8:15 with Steve and Ted.
Tell the listeners we'll still have him on Fridays.
Well, yeah, during the regular season, have Mitch on Friday mornings for game day previews. That starts 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
So we'll be here at 8:15 for Mitch. We have JUCO football tomorrow kicking off. 13th-ranked Butler Community College on the road visiting Iowa Central. Dennis Higgins will have live pregame coverage beginning at 11:30 tomorrow morning, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College volleyball kicks off this weekend. Wichita State is on the road on the East Coast tonight. This evening, visiting James Madison. Sunday afternoon at Howard. Both those teams were in the NCAA tournament last year, as were the Shockers, as Wichita State volleyball starting on the road on the East Coast this weekend. Pro baseball, the Wichita Wingnuts began a 3-game series last night, taking on the bottom team in the league, the Texas Airhogs. The Wingnuts left a season-high 15 runners on base, but thankfully it didn't matter because the pitching was so good. Wingnuts win it 4-1 and win their fourth in a row. Wichita is still 2 games behind for a playoff spot with only 10 games to go in the season. Wichita will be at Texas tonight and tomorrow night, and then off on Sunday before coming home in the early part of next week. Major League Baseball last night in St. Petersburg. The Kansas City Royals visiting the Tampa Bay Rays. Royals had a lead at the seventh inning stretch in this one. However, a Royals error let Tampa tie the game in the bottom of the seventh. Well, let's take it to the bottom of the ninth inning. Could the Royals defense hold up one more time? You heard the game last night on KFH. Here's some of the action from the Rays radio network.
Here it comes to Kiermaier. Swinging a ground ball to first. Fielding O'Hearn goes to the home plate area. The ball dropped by Perez. The winning run scores, and the Rays have defeated the Royals 4-3.
Another error in to finish the game. Wins it for Tampa.
So Perez dropped the ball. Was it a bad throw?
It was a low throw. Yeah. It was not in the dirt.
Oh, really?
It was a low throw, but Perez couldn't handle it.
And he's pretty good behind.
Yeah, well, he's great. He's one of the best defensive catchers in the game.
But the Royals are just inventing ways to lose.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've invented 90 ways to lose. Their 90th loss of the season. Steve, their 90th loss of the season. They're a franchise record 52 games below .500 now with a record of 38-90. There are still 34 games left in the season, and they already have 90 losses. They've lost 17 of their last 21.
Major league record for losses is the Mets at 120.
Yeah, that would be the modern.
The amazing Mets, maybe.
The Cleveland Spiders, I think, lost a ton of games too. So.
Wow.
Yeah, not good.
Nope.
The 4-game sweep for the Rays. Now the Royals are back home, taking on one of the best teams in the league, the first place Cleveland Indians at Kauffman Stadium tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon. All those games on KFH Sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. And keeping it for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He's going to talk about Naomi's nasty NASA tweets.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? Coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.